Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming forward. Okay, so we're going to continue on our wee series. I hope everyone's enjoying it. Is everyone having a good time learning about God? It's been a good thing, isn't it? It's been good to learn more about what God is like. And so that can help us just in everything in life. When we're going through difficult times, when we're having fun, when we look at out the window, we can see that God is the maker of these things and God is with us, and we can remember all these things in our life. It's amazing. So we're going to continue on in our wee series. And I want to ask you a wee question just now. It is, who likes superheroes? Superheroes. Good. I'm glad you do, Leah. Can you stand up, Leah? So you can show everyone what you're dressed as. Who are you dressed as?
Sky.
Leah's dressed as Sky. Do you know who Sky is? Who's Sky? What about anyone, the little ones? Sarah. From Paw Patrol, right. From Paw Patrol, isn't it? Is that right? Okay, have a seat. So, Leah's dressed as Skye from Paw Patrol because she's kind of like a superhero, isn't she? She saves the day with Ryder and his team of pups, right? Yeah. Okay, so who else? Who else? What other superheroes are there? What superheroes do you like? The Hulk. Good one. Everest. Yeah, Everest as well, yeah.
Flash.
Okay. Noah. Spider-Man, that's a good one. Anyone else? Any other superheroes?
Wonder Woman.
Ethan? Batman, yep, classic. Yeah, is that what you were going to say? So there's lots of superheroes, isn't there? There's lots of different people that we can... Oh, Leah?
I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man as well, yep. So there's lots of different superheroes that we can see. We maybe read about them or we see them on telly and we think, wow, they are amazing, aren't they? They're so cool because some of them have got like different abilities and what they can do. Superman, we never even mentioned Superman. He can fly. Spider-Man, he's got his web, hasn't he? And he can do all these things. So, normally, this is why Leah's dressed up, normally a superhero wears a costume. They wear something different that shows them that there's something about that person. What is it? They've got superhero powers. So, Leah's dressed as Sky from Paw Patrol. And I remember as a kid, I always wanted to be a superhero as well. I wanted to be someone that could either fly or could jump really high or run really fast.
Climb
up the side of buildings like Spider-Man can. Maybe you can. Maybe you were like that as well, yeah? Sometimes you wish you could do these things when you see these superheroes. Well, superheroes always save the day, don't they? They always save the day. Somehow, even if it's just Thomas the Tank Engine or Fireman Sam, they always save the day, don't they? They're amazing.
Or Sky.
And so they can beat bad guys. They always win. And they never need anyone else's help. They just do it themselves. They always find a way to win. But this morning, I want us to think of another superhero. In fact, probably someone that isn't even in the same league as superheroes. And it's almost unfair to call him a superhero. And this is going to be our next letter. So, next letter is? God is Savior. So, kind of like God is superhero, but not. So forget about superhero, but actually God is Savior. That's what we're going to remember it though. Because it's S for superhero, but it's also S for Savior. Okay? So, let's have a wee think about that. What does it mean? What does Savior mean? Well, where do you go to find out what a word means? Where do you go?
God.
Mm-hmm. Other places as well, though. Where else do we go? Other hands? Hannah?
A dictionary.
A dictionary. That's right.
Google.
Or Google. Yeah, definitely. Those are the two places you would go to find out what a word means. You would check the dictionary, wouldn't you? You'd find out what the meaning is. And this is what it says about Savior. It says a person who saves someone or something from danger or difficulty. Now that sounds like a superhero.